In New London, Connecticut, a group of families is waging a bitter fight to keep their homes. They live in a working-class neighborhood known as Fort Trumbull along the Thames River. City officials say they need to seize the property under eminent domain for development that could bring in badly needed tax dollars. The families want the U.S. Supreme Court to hear their case. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
Matt Derry says it began with a phone call from real estate agents asking if he'd sell his home. Then they began combing the neighborhood, knocking on every door.
The first time we ever met with them face to face, they said that if we didn't sell the property to them, they were just going to take it by eminent domain. That was one of the first things they said to us.
Inside her pink Victorian cottage, Suzette Kilo says the New London Development Corporation is telling her to leave so someone richer can move in.
Several months ago, I think it was in March, there was a paper that the NLDC had put out, and it said that they wanted to build 80 condominium units along East Street. I live on East Street. Why can't I live here?
Most of their 80 neighbors agreed to sell. But Derry and Kilo are among seven homeowners who refused to leave Fort Trumbull. 3 years ago, wrecking crews arrived and demolished most of the homes. Ed O'Connell is an attorney for the New London Development Corporation, a private entity authorized to redevelop the area.
It really boils down to whether a handful of persons, no matter how well-intentioned they may be, should be able to thwart programs designed to benefit tens of thousands of people.
He says Fort Trumbull was a neighborhood in decline. Tidy homes stood beside a deteriorating railroad yard, a sewer treatment plant, and an oil tank farm. When pharmaceutical giant Pfizer decided to build its global research facility in New London, local officials saw an opportunity to upgrade the adjacent property by clearing out Fort Trumbull to make way for a new hotel and conference center, high-end condos, and office buildings. O'Connell says New London needs to improve its tax base to pay for city services.
Must we wait for our cities to deteriorate completely into a state of total decay and blight before we can take action to benefit the entire community?
The power of eminent domain allows governments to seize people's private property without their consent for use in public projects. Scott Bolock is senior attorney at the Institute for Justice, which represents the Fort Trumbull homeowners.
This is not a case even where the government is using eminent domain to clear out what are called slum or blighted areas. This is a case where the government is using eminent domain simply because it wants to increase its tax revenue.
Bolock wants the U.S. Supreme Court to step in because he believes that Connecticut has given municipal governments virtually unlimited authority to seize private property.
Everyone's home would generate more tax revenue if it were a business. Every large business generates more tax revenue than a smaller business. So if this precedent is upheld, really nobody's home, nobody's small business is going to be safe.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the 1950s that seizing slum property for a public purpose was constitutional, and New London argues the same principle applies here. New London's lawyers say plans to improve the tax base are every bit as important as plans to eliminate blight. Both benefit the public. Back in Fort Trumbull, Suzette Kilo says East Street is no slum, and she says she and the remaining homeowners take up less than an acre and a half of the 90-plus acres slated for development.
We never said they couldn't do what they wanted to do. Everything that they wanted to do, they had more than enough land to do it on. All we wanted to do was stay.
The Connecticut case comes on the heels of a Michigan Supreme Court ruling favoring hundreds of Polish families who were displaced in order to make way for a General Motors plant. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.